Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Well, hello, this is Samuel Flynn here with Chris Free. Chris, you still with us? Well, anyways, if he is, well, I will say this. Within the next few days, we're supposed to have a red moon lunar eclipse it means red moon, a blood moon, what have you, getting ready to take place on Tuesday, April the 14th, 15th, 2014. Of this year, and it means changes will happen, and it's right on the Jewish dinner festival that night, and it means something that is something you don't. It means end of times originally. So, but before we get to that, I don't want to scare people. I'm not trying to pull the scare tactics like the news media. Let me explain it more. The blood moon, look for the sign, it says in the Bible, fellow Christians, look for my signs, meaning God, look for God's signs. It sometimes means sign of end of times, originally. So, you know, a lot of these red moons don't occur and happen all the time. Generally, it's like an unusual thing, you know. There's different types of moons, you know. There's some people that don't study the moon, the things, you know. But it says, look for the signs, you know. I'm urging you guys to read by the whole Bible and not just certain parts of it, like Genesis. You need to read Revelations and other things. And do Bible study research and do a lot of research on God and end the times things like that. Because that's the most common talk, and people are more focused on that. And so, you know, you get some people lost but talked about different things like that because some people are sheltered. But hey, it's not a bad thing. It's okay to be sheltered. Kind of shelter too, but I know a little bit more too, you know, about what's bad and what's not bad. So I know this, that, the other. So I just want to let you guys know in that. So we want to get to the weather for tonight. I have not went to the weather area to our person, whatever, you know.
Hey there. Hey, this is Chris.
You still there?
I'll join you guys. I'm here with you now.
Okay.
I was going to announce
the weather. Monday for tomorrow is supposed to be 70 degrees with rain as our high. And then low for tomorrow is 35 degrees. Tuesday is some thunderstorms maybe and rain. High, 49 degrees. Low, 29 degrees. Is that what that says? Low, 29 degrees? Are you serious?
Yeah,
apparently.
You're serious. It's
going to
get cold again. It's supposed to
be
another cold front coming
through. you got to be kidding, you know, because
that's the time of year. It's so unpredictable. It does not.
There's a special weather statement. Well, you know. there's a special weather statement. We have to read this because well, I don't know what it means. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, but
we're supposed to have breezy conditions, just mainly colds, winds and stuff. So that's all it means is it's okay. So, but still look for the red moon and everything else. And also we want to give you updates to you people out there is you can go and visit our show site, www.samuelbrockflynnshow.com. It is now, used to be off air for a long while, but now it's actually came back to life, back on the internet now. So, you know, that's a good thing, too. So, yeah, we transferred services to... and Chris Free, by the way, I want to tell you guys, people, I do manage the website, but Chris Free helps too, you know. This is, you know, there's really no more of a administrator type thing to, it's like a organization group that we have now since two people join, but also, you know, it's not, it's controlled by Chris, co-host, and also me, you know, the main show host. And that's pretty much it. We have not got a hold of Jimmy Bridges, by the way. I know Chris left him a message or something like that over the weekend. Didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, we'll hopefully have him later on this week. I'm trying to schedule everything, but just working around his busy schedule. He is a busy guy, so hopefully within later on.
Yeah, he's like a famous.
Yeah, so he's actually right now. He's also a producer and a director and an actor as well. And he's actually partners with Todd Bridges, and you may know from Different Strokes. So he's actually the brother of Todd Bridges. So. And they have actually produced several films together, as well as you know, co-directed movies as well. So, but we'll be hopefully get him with the next week or two. So as soon as we can actually get him, you know, fitting into the schedule here. So, yeah. So here in the next few nights, we'll be talking about the lunar blood eclipse coming up here, the blood moon. We're going to talk about that, and we can also take that night. We can also take some calls in if you want to call in and talk about that as well. And anybody that wants to call in tonight, we have a very short radio show tonight. This is more an update show tonight. This is not a full interview. We got probably another five more minutes if anybody wants to call in. Call in at 619-393-6781. Once again, that's 619-393-6781. If anybody wants to call in, if you're listening live tonight, it is about 10 minutes after 10 p.m. Central Time here, and actually 9 after, but we'd love to hear from anybody out there. You can be our first caller tonight if you want. And in a few seconds, I'll have to I'll leave it up to Samuel. He'll be talking to the world here tomorrow.
I'm with you now. This is Samuel. My phone cut off. Sorry about that. That was a little embarrassing, my phone. You know, we've been having a lot of technical difficulties. I wonder if it's solar flares that keep a messing in with the internet and everything, because there's been a lot of those lately.
Hold on one second. Let me bring back what he got.
So, yeah, our show is kind of it's actually through Blog Talk Radio, and you have to call these weird numbers and stuff through the internet. I use through the internet. I don't use a main phone, like through a service or whatever, but I do use a laptop to control things and what have you, the show. But anyways, yeah, we were supposed to have Jimmy Bridges on last week, and so he explained it to you guys, I'm sure. So, yeah, we'll try to get him on and ask him questions. And also, I'd like to invite some other people on. I'd like to invite Steve Gorman, which is Dave Gorman's brother, which is Dave Gorman is a science teacher out in Knoxville. He actually is related to my family, my dad's side of the family. And so, you know, it's one of those interesting things. I'd like to get they're playing a band called the Black Crows or something like that. And, you know, I know who the drummer is, which is Steve Gorman. I mean, I get their names mixed up for some reason, but I've never met Steve Gorman before, but hopefully I get to in the future. But he works for Fox Sports Radio or something like that, and it's called Steve Gorman Sports. I think stevegormansports.com. Yep, you visit there, you get all his stuff on there, and he works with Fox Sports Radio. You can call, you know, for affiliations, please call Kurt Kixmar or something like that. So, for them. But I do know who he is. I just wish I could get him on the show because he's a relative, you know. But I don't tell people about this on an everyday basis, but I am telling you this now. But I don't know what to say. yeah, it's kind of cool having somebody famous in your family, but it's kind of not really good because it can attract media attention too. I'm not trying to do that, but something's going to have to come out sometime in order to tell people about. I you know, because somebody's going to ask you sooner enough. So I do want to tell you guys, I am a writer at Sergo.com now. I am actually been a writer for them for a long while. And then I'm a reporter at Free News Post, P-O-S, .com. And I do report news, and they get our show news and stuff through there. Through our stuff, you know, they get an RSS feed, so that you could see posts we make on their .com website. So it's kind of like an automation ordeal with news and radio and all sorts of other great things out there. So it's interesting as well. So, you may call in 619-393-6781 if you have a topic to talk about tonight, and just let me know. And also, if you want to call in to get interviews about yourself or talk about something, call in 865-236-1491. I'd like to know. I'd be really interested if you are somebody that's witnessed a UFO or Bigfoot or something like that. Or somebody that's witnessed unusual news, I'd like to hear your voice and hear what you have to say about the creature that's mysteriously been found, and so I'd like to know more about the what you would be doing, and also I'd like to have some more actors and actresses and famous people on the show as well, if possible. So I don't know. So, anyways, that would be nice to have. And also, I do want to promote a church called Heaven's Harvest Healing Rooms. That's in Crossville, too. And so, anyways, I was meant to tell you guys I couldn't be on because I was at that church for a Passover meal that they do. And so they kind of do a Passover, and which is always an interesting thing to go to. And then there's been a lot going on in the community. I'm just trying to figure out what else to put in tonight, and because I kind of became unprepared, but I need to do a show tonight, update myself, and so forth. We've built a photo gallery now, and some more apps for our that's compatible with our website. You could download for Android only, not iTunes or any of those other things compatible. But there is a mobile version for the website, so you can use it as like an app or something, for example. So just to let you know on that. And there's some stuff to talk about. I did think about this as an idea one time. Danny Jones, the one that does music for Gramps Goes to College and Gramps Shoes, I think. I don't know if he did in Gramps Goes to College. He may have not. I don't know if his music is in there or not.
And he did do Gramps Shoes. He's actually done, you know, both movies. So he's done the music for both movies. And
yeah, and I was going to tell everybody we were going to interview Danny Jones maybe sometime this week if he can answer the phone or maybe call in sometime this week and maybe do one. But I just think maybe we might want to wait till, because he's in the process of moving to Crossville, Tennessee, the same place where I live and Chris Free lives and Donald James Parker lives and other places and other people too. He's in the process of doing that. And so I think I might want to interview him when he is here at this specific location, at this in this area, you know. Not at our studio by means, but I mean like in the city or whatever, county. Whenever he gets to Crossville is when I'd rather interview him, because he's just still not process of moving and doing concerts and trying to get his finances up there. But he's also waiting for a house to open up too as well, which is another problem. Seems like there's not a house in his budget range. So if that's the case, then that's what we'll need to do, is wait on that. So, but that I thought an interviews always help people instead of make them feel more, you know, like they should earn commissions doing something like that instead of not having any visits at all, because it's the word out there
out that just to get spread the word around, kind of. And should help get visits. And you can check his out, check his website out, I mean. DannyJonesMusic.com. I think that's what his website is. You still with us, Chris? Chris? Well, I don't know what happened to him. Let me see if the phone dropped. No, he's still with us. Yeah, just visit DannyJonesMusic.com. And his website's there. His music's been on TBN, which is Trinity Broadcasting Network. And so I just want to let people know on that. And so, and you know, he's got DVDs and stuff for people on iTunes. He sells most of his stuff on iTunes and CDs and other things. So I'm looking to tell you guys what information, but I don't think there's any events going on right now.
And also, too, maybe out there in the world, if you are also in the entertainment industry, either film, television, radio, if you got book to promote, or you're into music, you're such an actor, a stage, Broadway, dance, is there anything you want to promote or talk about? Just talk about what you do in the industry and how to break in, or how to break in the industry or whatever. If you want to give us, just email at ENTcast, that's a radio guest, ENTradiocast@gmail.com.
Yep, and that's where you, and also if you want to contact me personally and the show people personally, please email Samuel B. Flynn, Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, B, as of boy, Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N, at SamuelBrockFlynnShow.com. And also you can go to our website, SamuelBrockFlynnShow.com, and there is actually, you go to contact us, and there's like a little link down there saying contact or email Chris Freebird Management or Samuel Flynn, and so you'll get a hold of both of us either way if you email that. So there's actually, it means two ways you can do it. You can email just Chris, or you can email the both of us, because the emails redirects to both of us, if you get what I mean by that.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I'd love to hear from you guys, too. I mean, if you've got any ideas for the show or anything, just shoot us an email. Or you strongly...
Also, I want to say this. Our website is secure, so you won't have any problems trying to email us and have these advertisements. You won't have those or any of that stuff of that nature to steal your information. So you're totally safe.
And we've got a couple minutes left. If anybody wants to make one last ditch for a call into us, we have a couple minutes left.
We actually have five minutes left.
We got 5 minutes left. You can call us at 619-393-6781. Once again, that's 619-393-6781 if you're listening to us live tonight. On this beautiful weekend and a lovely Sunday night.
Yep. You can call in and talk to us live and see what you want to talk about for the next few minutes. And I've sent out a message to people right now at the moment to come in to talk to us live if they want to. It's always optional. It's not always a have-to thing. But some people take things a little too personally. So, anyways, Chris, you still there?
I'm still with you guys.
Okay.
And thank you for thanking everybody for joining us tonight, and we enjoy having you guys and talking to you guys periodically, at least a couple times a week. And we got everything. We just right now trying to lock down some new interviews here, and you know, we are still a fairly new show, so we are, you know, working some works out every here and there. So, once again, this is the Samuel Brock Flynn Show, hosted by, this is Chris Free, and my good esteemed co-host, Samuel, the one and only Samuel Brock Flynn. And
yep, that is me.
Yeah, so,
I'm trying to figure out what else to talk about. I've pretty much talked a lot tonight about the lunar lunar moon and the blood moon mainly. But some people say, I say so too.
We'll actually talk about that a little later. More in depth, you know, we're actually dedicated a show directly to that.
I want to host the show live. I want to host the show live when this happens. It's going to happen at 1:20 a.m. For the red moon or blood moon, as you call it. And I'm going to host the show while it's doing that, just to tell you guys pretty much, you know, that. And also I'll be probably taking some pictures and uploading it to the site sometime, and just to show you guys what it looks like. I know you can find pictures, but I'm going to add a real life picture to it, so to the photos. But anyways, that's an interesting fact there about, you know, they say it's supposed to be end of times kind of sign, but, you know, the way the world is, I would consider it that because of that. You know, but if it was not anything to be worried about, then that would be, I wouldn't be sitting here talking about it. If it was just something, if it was perfect, is what I'm saying. If this world was perfect that, and we just saw that, that would be nothing to me, but since violence and a bunch of signs are out there, then that'd be something to me, you know, because it's a sign of something, you know. And I'm just trying to tell people not to be ignoring things, that they need to watch, and they need to know what these signs are. And there are some people out there that are so sheltered that, you know, they don't know what these signs mean and how important they are and how, you know, this, that, the other. Some people need just learn more about the Bible and study more about it, because, you know, that's how we get saved. That's how we know how to follow up with God. It's kind of like Facebook following up with a friend, but it's following up with God by signs, but only we'd be in heaven, though. So we've got time a little bit. So many seconds left, and so time to play.
Hello, Samuel Brock Flynn Show will be ending soon.
Hey, you still there? Anybody still there? I guess not.